Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We began the book of Joshua with the words, quote, Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua 1 verse 2. Now, after a rigorous life of responsibility, conflict, and victories, the book draws to its conclusion with Joshua also, quote, going the way of all the earth. Joshua 23, verse 14. He has been a symbol. He is the man whose name was crafted by Moses, the blessed name to be later translated as Jesus, prepared for the true captain of our salvation. Hebrews 2, verse 10. He has been a servant. The book gives this introduction, quote, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant. Joshua 1:1. Moses is called an Abed, a bond servant of the Lord. Joshua is Moses' Sheraph, someone who attends to menial tasks. Yes, he is a servant of servants, just like his Lord. But finally, in his funeral announcement, Moses' servant is called the servant of the Lord. He has also been a strategist. Each battle is unique in the lessons it teaches about the path to victory. Jericho teaches the need to possess our possession, claiming the promises by standing on them. Ai shows the way to victory after defeat by knowing when to flee and when to fight. The Battle of Gibeon illustrates the reality that God hears the voice of a man and can do the impossible for us. The triumph over the 5 southern kings reminds us that total victory is assured, and, quote, the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly, Romans 16:20. The Waters of Merom campaign underlines the truth that, quote, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God, Psalm 20, verse 7. Then without fanfare we read, quote, Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old, verse 29. Well done, Joshua.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.